My name is Scott Gould. I'm the Reverend Scott Gould, and I serve in the role of rector at St. Helens Anglican Church, West Point Grey in Vancouver. I'm here on November 9th with my wife, Suzanne Morgan. And Suzanne, tell us some of the story of your grandfather who fought in the Second World War.
Yes, he was a pilot with the Royal Canadian Air Force, and he was stationed in just south of York City in England, and he fought died in 1944.
And what was his name?
His name was William Fairgrief, but everyone called him Bud Fairgrief.
And where was Bud from before he headed off to fight in Europe?
My grandfather was born here in Vancouver, and he trained in the Royal Canadian Air Force before he left to England. He spent some years training to be a pilot in Alberta with the Royal Canadian Air Force to prepare for his missions overseas, and then he was deployed to go there and went to England.
So he left Vancouver in 1944, is that right?
I'm not actually sure if he was in Vancouver up until 1944. I know he was in Alberta for a couple of years training to be a pilot, to get ready for going overseas. So he was definitely in Vancouver until 1942 or 41.
And he was born in 1919. So in 1944, he was 25 years old.
Yeah, he was just short of his 25th birthday. So he was actually 24 and a half. And yes, that's right.
And he already knew your grandmother before he left Vancouver?
Yeah, he met my grandmother in Powell River. I think he had gone up as a student, maybe his first year of university. He went to UBC. And he met my grandmother in Powell River, and they got married. She also went overseas with him, working in the Royal Canadian Air Force as well. And so just before they left Canada, when they were in Halifax, they got married, and they were stationed close to each other in England. They weren't at the same base, but they were about 2 hours away from each other, and she was 20.
And recently we were at the Railway Museum in Squamish, and we were looking at a troop carrier car that had like bunks and a kitchen and stuff in it. And I remember you saying, this is the kind of car, I guess, that Bud and Marge would have ridden on their trip back east from Vancouver when they joined up, when they were heading back to Montreal or to Halifax. Is that right?
I mean, that's the story I tell myself. I mean, who knows? Maybe he flew over there and she took the train. I mean, I just don't know. My grandmother, it was a very sensitive topic for her. She never told anyone in our family anything about her time with my grandfather. She was simply unable to. So I guess I imagined that that's what one of them did, or both of them.
And I believe you've said that when Bud flew missions in Europe out of York, he was a navigator. And was he trained already in navigating? Is that what you said he trained for a couple of years in Alberta? Is that what he trained in?
Well, actually, he wasn't a navigator. He was the pilot of the crew. There were seven or eight crew aboard, and there were navigators and bombers, and he was actually the pilot. So he was flying the plane. He wasn't a navigator. And yes, he was trained in Alberta, because we have photographs of, you know, his time in the Rocky Mountains there. And yeah.
Do we know how many missions he flew?
He was killed on his sixth mission. So he had flown five missions. He had flown one more than the rest of his crew, and he was his crew. There's lots of photographs on the internet of him and his friends from his crew. They were very close, and they all died on that day in August 1944, except one, One of the men lived, and he was taken prisoner and prisoner of war and survived. And so because he survived, we were able to, he was able to tell the story of what happened to everybody and follow up with all of the families of his friends on in that crew.
And it's so hard to hear that he died that way and that they all died that way at such a young age. On that day, what happened? They were, I believe they were shot down over the ocean near Denmark. Is that right?
Yes, they had, their squadron was bombing in northern Germany. They were doing overnight flights, bombing and then coming back to England. And it was on their way home that they were shot down. And the plane crashed just off the coast of Denmark, really close to a little island, Sejerø. And that's where my grandfather is buried. And some of his other crewmates' bodies were never recovered. Some of them were recovered at different places after. But my grandfather's body was brought to shore the day after he was shot down, as well as a survivor of the shooting down. This his friend survived and was hid on the same little island in Denmark until the Germans, who were already had already occupied the island, found him, and he was given up as prisoner of war.
And I believe that the townspeople on the island, or the people who lived on the island, hid that person, did they not?
Just for one or two days. I think they were as Germans were already on the island and they were occupied, and they decided that it was too unsafe for everyone to hide. So it was just for a short time, and then he was given up. There's pictures of that also, of him being taken away.
I seem to recall that your parents have been to that island to visit and to see the grave.
Yes, at least 20 years ago, my mom, who of course was not born when her father passed away, she was born 6 months after. When she was in her 50s or 60s, she went to Denmark with my dad, and they went to the island where he's buried, and she saw his grave.
And as I recall your mom telling the story, they got quite a warm reception from the people of the island.
Yes, I guess she was in contact with the people of the island. It's a small, very small island, before she went. And they picked her up when she arrived at the island. They picked her up and drove her to the church where he's buried. And the pastor and the people of the church had organized a tea for my mom. And I believe there was somebody who spoke to my mom who was there, how he remembers the night that my grandfather died, and how people had gone out in their fishing boats to see if they could find any survivors of the plane crash, because it was very close to shore. And even though the Nazis who were on the island at the time also would have known that there had been a crash that close, but they had gone out to try to save anyone. So yeah, she had first somebody who'd witnessed the night there.
Those must have been such extraordinary times for people, that they were needing to head out in their fishing boats at night to try and rescue young men who had been shot down in the ocean in their bombers. That's quite a story of that visit. So we will definitely be remembering Bud and his crew and all those young men and women who did things so similar to this during those terrible years of war and in so many other times and places in our history. We'll be remembering all of that, and especially Bud and you and your family, tomorrow at our Remembrance Day service at St. Helens. Anything else you want to add or say?
Well, my grandfather was, he was a bright light for his family. He was an only child. His parents were divorced, so he had, had gone through some hard times as a kid. But he had a lot of promise. He was on the Thunderbirds football team. He was at UBC in the arts program. He had been the valedictorian of his graduating class at King Edward High School at Oaken 12th. He was the president of his youth group at Canadian Memorial United Church. And he was very popular, very well liked, and loved jazz music, and was from all accounts just an incredible person, and was a big loss for his parents, being an only child. So, and a big loss for my mom not to have a father growing up.
Yeah, because your mom was born after he had died, so she never knew her dad at all. Right. And you and I have been together for 25 years, and I've always known about Bud. We've always remembered Bud, and in fact, we named our eldest child after him. We gave our eldest son, Chester, the name Fairgrief as a middle name, because that was Bud's surname, and we wanted to remember him and to carry on that name. Isn't that right?
Yeah, because my mom's maiden name is Fairgrief, so when she married, she's Morgan, so we wanted to carry on the Fairgrief name. So that was a really good thing to do.
Thanks, Suzanne, for allowing me to share this story at our Remembrance Sunday service tomorrow, November 10th at St. Helens.